As the coronavirus surges, those without homes are seeking shelter as the weather turns cold. This is Don Rush. In Salisbury, the Halo Center of Hope has had to reduce the number of homeless they take in from around 100 down to 40. The number of volunteers has also declined from around 600 a month to currently around 70 to 75. We talked with Executive Director Celeste Savage about how they're coping amid the pandemic.
We've had to reduce the number of people that we can take in for a couple reasons. We want to keep, you know, everyone safe, but at the same time, you know, the volunteers have also been affected, so we're very limited, shorthanded volunteer-wise. But in the meantime, in all of that, we are in the process of a build. And back in 2014, we opened a men's shelter, but we did that without having any men's showers. We are now in the process of building the men's showers.
So what has it been like there with the coronavirus? I mean, what kind of precautions have you been taking?
We've really tried to follow what the CDC has said to us, and that is, you know, when any of our guests come on property, their temperature is taken. We have hand sanitizer everywhere. Everything is cleaned on a regular basis as far as the size of this facility. It's all clean, but the door entries and all that are done on an hourly basis. Masks are required. We have a full-size cafe for the homeless to come and get something to eat, and we have shut down the dining room area, and everything that we are doing now is a carryout. So I can't say that has put an extreme cost on us, because, you know, we can no longer wash the dishes. Now they're getting you can't buy the styrofoam anymore, so we're going with the other container, and but we're still serving pretty much the same amount of meals that we have been serving all along. And last year it was 71,000 meals, so we're pretty much on track with that.
What has it been like then for the homeless?
For us here, it's been, I'm going to call it very successful, in that we have been blessed. We have not experienced any of our staff or, you know, having the COVID or the volunteers. In the course of all this time, we've had two individuals that have come up. Again, we, you know, took their temperature. We found that they had it. We sent them immediately over for a test, and they actually ended up having it. That's the kind of precautions that we're taking. From our standpoint here, you know, everything is operating well for our homeless guests that are coming up.
How aware are they then of the virus, especially the contagiousness of the virus?
As far as our homeless that come through here, we have really been very emphatic about the safety of everything, and they definitely adhere to everything. Even when we had shelter in place, it was so amazing to watch these guys. They were in the shelter around the clock, just like if they were in a home, and they handled it very well. They fully understood the urgency, and I think, you know, even across the country, you know, I follow the homeless trend across the country, and the numbers for homeless are very low with COVID, and I do believe that they fully understand, you know, the importance of the mask and doing what needs to be done.
Halo Executive Director Celeste Savage. In our next segment, we talk about community support. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.